This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Today's show is all about play, so we're going to start with a guessing game. Now, this isn't our regular segment of Audiograph, but if you played along and guessed what this sound is... You might say a children's birthday party. And this one? Maybe a Giants game. And finally...
Rule number one, it's my tea party and it's my rules. If you don't like it, too bad.
Well, all these sounds are from San Francisco's Come Out and Play, an annual game design festival that turns the city streets into a giant playground. Except this playground is for kids and adults. And even though this festival's all about playing games, there's a serious side, too. Curious? So were we. We sent KALW's Marlo McKenzie to check out the scene.
In order to capture a flag, you must run into enemy territory.
San Francisco's Civic Center, where I'm standing, looks like a mock battlefield.
Grab it and bring it back to your territory.
Sandwiched between the library and the Asian Arts Museum, lines of people stand on either side of a statue, ready to charge. Balls start flying through the air. Big white bouncy balls, shiny red balls, tiny glow-in-the-dark green balls with spikes.
Guys, the points don't count unless they're in the net!
This is the Come Out and Play Festival, an annual gathering of local game designers and players. It turns San Francisco's streets into a giant playground. A playground where the adults outnumber the kids.
Hey! How's it going, brother?
Good, how are you?
Good to see
you. That's Albert Kong. He's a game designer and executive director of the festival.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a glow stick, which was the team designator for Step Ball, which is happening right over there. Oh, I'm also wearing a mask. I forgot I was wearing this.
It's a dark green alien face with big neon rings for eyes.
This is a space masquerade where you play an alien that can't communicate with other aliens. They're walking around over there. You can see.
Space Masquerade is only one of the games people are playing here. There's also...
Flack, Journey to the End of the Night, Sesame Street, Boxheads,
Charge of the Rubber Ball Brigade,
Spectrum Ops,
Origami Fishing,
Hoot Patooter.
What?
Hoot Patooter. It's hot potato played with a chef who is Swedish.
That's Miles Nye, one of the masterminds behind Hoot Patooter.
It's a family-friendly four-square food fight where players throw and catch real produce using aprons like parachutes. And when the chef shouts soup's on, the last person to get their vegetable in the cooking pot gets a strike. Three strikes and you're out.
All right, are we starting the gaming? It's all the practice of you're to get.
I'm going to see if I can play Hoot Patooter and record at the same time. I don't know if this will work.
And there's one loose rule. When the chef says, soup soon, the loose vegetable in the poot gets a stroop. Oh, always a loot and goo in the open over here.
We're going to be mashing the patooter.
So I just played Hoot Patooter and my face hurts from smiling so much. Our team won. It was very fun. I got hit by a potato on my shoulder.
I have to admit, at first, I was nervous about playing Hoot Patooter. What if no one wanted me on their team? What if I couldn't understand the chef's meticulous instructions? But then potatoes and broccoli started flying, and I got into it. It was fun. I started to play. Somehow, getting hit by a potato was refreshing. I sort of let go. And maybe that's what play is for.
It's a fundamental human need, really.
That's Come Out and Play organizer Albert Kong again.
You can experience failure in a game, and you can experience triumph, but you can also experience regret. Games give you an opportunity to have all those emotions without having to put as much at risk. We need to do things that aren't just for survival.
From an evolutionary perspective, play is a matter of survival. Research suggests that without play, our emotional, physical, and social lives suffer. Play is actually a biological need that's just as important as sleeping and eating. Plus, we get to learn new things.
So you start by choosing a navigator and a cartographer.
Game designer Kate Spacek is explaining how to play a game she helped design called Atlas.
The navigator chooses a card from the deck, and then you go on that adventure.
So, one person uses a compass to guide the team, while another person draws a map.
Here we go.
I have a terrible sense of direction.
Give this guy the compass.
Which one is north?
You end up experiencing your city in a different way. And at the end, you have beautiful abstract drawings of the experience.
Northeast, northwest, north.
So red is north?
Yeah. Okay, we're going southeast.
At 110 degrees-ish.
Okay, how do you feel about playing a game called How to Flirt?
Game designer Albert Alexander has a different kind of map in mind.
I spend a lot of time designing games that help people explore their emotions or what it means to be intimate or close to each other.
By day, Alexander works as an engineer for NASA. He says for him, art and games have
always been a way for me to form connections that I maybe didn't have the tools to form at that time.
Five players in their 20s are gathered under a tent.
A little background on flirting. Flirting is founded on two main principles, subtlety and deception. So when you're doing the pursuing, it's all about deception. You want to be presenting yourself as your partner's ideal lover.
The players are divided into flirters and flirtees. Exaggeration is encouraged.
Okay, 10 kids. 15? All right, 15 is good. How about I let you seduce me?
I will take you to a dinner at a fancy restaurant.
And you can. In the end, the flirting game is about playing rather than winning. It's about trying on roles and experiencing the world in new ways. As the event winds down, I sit on a curb and remember what Come Out and Play organizer Albert Kong told me.
I think there's something really important about the way that games allow us to be part of the story. And it allows us to really create a stronger connection with the world, and that can be very empowering.
And maybe that's what play is for, to empower us, to shake us out of our patterns, to test our boundaries, and to tap into our creativity. You know what? I think there's one more game I have to try out. It's called Jugger. I want to play because you get to wield neon pink foam swords. But I guess I don't need a reason. I just need to play. In San Francisco, I'm Marlo McKenzie for Cross Currents.